I have to admit, the Gemini and Apex announcement felt like a real turning point for prediction markets.
It certainly looks that way. Gemini would become the exclusive CFTC-regulated venue for crypto event contracts offered through Apex's Futures Commission Merchant, or FCM.
That matters because it puts together a regulated exchange, a regulated intermediary, and a compliance framework that prediction markets have often been missing.
Right. Prediction markets let people trade on the outcome of specific events.
Early versions leaned toward sports, politics, or cultural moments, but crypto has expanded that idea into event contracts tied to asset prices, network milestones, regulatory decisions, and other market-specific outcomes.
The Gemini Apex deal is notable because it frames those products inside a regulated exchange environment instead of a looser, less standardized setting.
That gives users a clearer path to event-based trading without feeling like they are operating outside traditional market structures.
The CFTC-regulated angle is central here.
The Commodity Futures Trading Commission oversees U.S. futures and derivatives markets, and that kind of supervision really raises the bar.
Exactly. Association with a CFTC-regulated venue signals a more formal supervisory framework, including expectations around market conduct, customer protection, and operational standards.
For event contracts, which can be highly speculative and tied to volatile crypto assets, that kind of structure may help build confidence.
Especially in a sector where trust has often been undermined by opaque platforms, weak governance, or sudden shutdowns.
A regulated pathway could be a major differentiator.
Apex's FCM role adds another layer of importance.
A futures commission merchant is a regulated intermediary that can offer futures and derivatives-related products and connect customers to regulated markets.
That suggests this is not just about listing a new contract type. It is about building a compliant distribution channel for event contracts.
In practice, that points to a more institutional-grade setup, with a clearer chain of custody, execution, and oversight.
For users, that could mean more predictable access.
And for issuers and market makers, it could make the environment more attractive for building liquidity and developing new products.
The broader implication is that prediction markets may be maturing into a more legitimate product category within crypto.
For years, attention has centered on spot trading, perpetual futures, token launches, and DeFi protocols, while event contracts often felt niche or experimental.
A regulated, exclusive venue arrangement suggests the market is beginning to see those products as more durable.
That could bring greater institutional credibility, product expansion, competitive pressure, and improved market structure.
A CFTC-regulated venue could make it easier for more serious market participants to engage with event contracts.
If the structure works well, it could also encourage a wider range of contract types tied to crypto-specific events.
Other exchanges and prediction platforms may feel pressure to strengthen their compliance posture or seek regulated access.
A more standardized venue could support better pricing, liquidity, and operational consistency.
Still, the partnership does not eliminate the risks associated with event contracts.
Crypto markets remain highly volatile, and event-based products can be especially sensitive to uncertainty, oracle quality, settlement rules, and rapid shifts in market sentiment.
A regulated framework can improve the environment, but it does not make speculative trading risk-free.
Participants still need to understand contract terms, settlement triggers, and the likelihood of the outcome they are trading on.
The bigger picture is that prediction markets are becoming infrastructure rather than just a trading curiosity.
They are increasingly being used to express views, discover probabilities, and access derivative-like exposure in a more structured format.
When that activity is anchored to a regulated exchange and a regulated FCM, it starts to look less like a side experiment and more like part of a broader evolution in crypto market design.
If the plan tie-up proceeds as described, it could give Gemini a differentiated role in the market.
And it could give Apex a stronger foothold in event contract distribution.
It could also give investors a clearer, more regulated way to participate in one of the more dynamic areas of digital asset trading.
In a market that has often struggled to separate innovation from speculation, a regulated prediction market channel may be one of the more meaningful developments to watch.
Overall, the Gemini Apex partnership feels like a signal that the industry is trying to bring prediction markets into a more professional and compliant setting.
That does not guarantee instant mainstream adoption, but it suggests event contracts are moving closer to being treated as a serious financial product rather than a peripheral novelty.
If the structure gains traction, it could help shape the next phase of crypto markets, where regulation, product innovation, and speculative demand begin to align in a more coherent way.